This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Beautiful morning. My gosh, it's just wonderful. Just a couple of minutes ago, the Star Spangled Banner played as the flag of the United States of America, Old Glory, was raised over Big Iron, just like they've done for 37 years on the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in the West Fargo. And if that doesn't give you a little chill, everybody stops, takes the caps off. They have a giant crane, huge crane from, I think it's Truck Utilities up there. And they raise the flag. So it's a great way to start. 2017 edition of Big Iron is in its second day today. It's always fun here. Goes till 5 tonight. Goes 9 to 4 tomorrow. And we'll be here to tell you all about it live from the Butler booth. Lots of cat and other great equipment all around us. If you're looking for us at Big Iron, if you're coming out here, I'll try my best to describe where we are. There's a lot going on at Big Iron, so sometimes people say, I was out there, I couldn't find you, where were you? If you can't find us this time, you're not looking, because we're in the southeast corner of Big Iron with all kinds of acreage here and tons of yellow iron, you know, lots of yellow and gold iron here, and the Butler booth is rather famous for the peanuts. Every year, folks come for the peanuts, and so here's the deal. I promised you yesterday I was going to take a picture of this, and I haven't yet, but I will today. So just this giant bucket right in front of me full of in-the-shell peanuts, okay? Same thing behind me in a couple other spots here. And people come by and they have peanuts. Well, yesterday, I'm pretty sure I had 2 pounds of peanuts. Maybe more. I love peanuts, and I couldn't stop doing it, you know? And so today, Todd, I'm going to try something. And I want you to tell me whether you think I'll be successful. Todd and Manny, you both get the vote on this, okay? I am looking at them. I'm literally 1 foot from this barrel of peanuts, staring at them, okay? I'm going to try not having any peanuts. Not one.
Why?
Well, because if you have one, you got to have 100. There's no just have one. And it's all I did yesterday. And we got a show to do here. And I'm eating, and I'm talking, and, you know. So, why? I'll answer that better, to see if I can. I'm going to give it a try. Do you think I'll be successful, Todd?
No.
It's nice of you.
Except now, Manny, you will be successful because I said no.
There you go. Just to show you. Manny, how about you? Do you think that I will be successful in that? Think I'll pull that off, Manny? Did Manny run to the command center? He had to leave us?
I don't know. Here's the thing. What are you gaining by succeeding in this endeavor? Is it just a willpower thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, because it could be worse. I mean, there are people who smoke and drink. You're worried about eating peanuts?
I'm not worried about it.
It could be worse. It's protein.
I was distracted by it yesterday. It was all I was doing.
Well, then have some, get it over with, and get it out of the way, and then move on.
No, I'm not eating them. It's a willpower thing.
It's going to consume you all day now.
I think so. So here is.
Whereas if you just have a few and get it out of your system, then you can move on and go, no, I've already done that.
I'm not much on Todd's answer, so I'll ask somebody else. Manny, did you come back?
You're never much on my answer.
I just, you know, want a little more encouragement than that.
What?
A little encouragement. He must be working on this phone deal because I can't I can't get the phone stack to work. So
I just think there are far worse things you could indulge in than a handful of peanuts. What's the problem?
I got it. When you call us, by the way, today on the program, 258-0550 is the local number. That's just the easiest one. 258-0550. Toll free from wherever you're listening, 800-228-0550. You'll talk to one of the nicest guys ever. That's Manny. So Manny will get you set up. He'll ask your name, where you're from, what you want to talk about. Give him a call.
The world needs more Mannys in it.
When they call you, tell me in my ear. Ed Schaefer, the former Ag Secretary, Governor of North Dakota, will be here on the program. Some more of the good folks from Big Iron, and lots of your calls, questions, and comments. So give us a ring today on the program. We're going to start right now with Shannon Dean. Folks in the Bismarck area know the know Shannon from Butler Machinery Company there. Hey, Shannon, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for being here, and appreciate you hosting us, and you know, thanks for the peanuts.
You want one?
Yeah. No, I'm gonna skip the peanuts today.
You know, I'm going to use a little farming expression. There's evidence that you did have peanuts here. They are thrashed all over this AstroTurf. Look at this. You had a great day yesterday.
Yeah, I did. See why I'm... But there were others after me, just so you know.
And good luck getting through today. You want a peanut?
So tell me a little bit about this self-propelled windrower over here. Yeah. I heard some folks yesterday raving about it, really just saying you can't find a better machine. Are they right?
You know, they are exactly right. You know, for the opportunity at Butler Machinery to have a machine that cuts grass like that is unbelievable. We get to live with it every day. Went to a razor bar. That would be the head, the piece that engages the ground to cut the grass. Went to this razor bar a few years ago, and it absolutely changed our haying environment for what we do. Heston builds that machine, and we get to go out and put it to work every day. We're standing on some AstroTurf here,
yep.
And this is about the way that machine cuts. It's unbelievable what it does. And, you know, like...
You might bring that home.
What's that? Yeah, exactly.
Get that mowing job done a little earlier.
Exactly right. A few years ago, I'd sold a machine to a gentleman. He traded one in and was buying another one, and his wife said, "What do you mean you traded our cutter?" She said, "What are we going to mow the lawn with?" And it's on the farm, you know, big yard and out around the shops. And he said, "We literally cut everything out around the yard, and then we mow close to the buildings with the mower." And absolute true story. And he said, "Honey, I bought one just like it, only a new one." And by the time I'd got there, we delivered the machine. He'd mowed the lawn with it and just everything around the buildings to push mow. It was kind of funny. But that is the way the machine cuts. They've been unbelievably fantastic. I stood by that machine all day long yesterday and talked that cutter. You know, when you've got people that have, you know, other colors in their yards, you know, there might be a dominant, you know, green yard or other manufacturer, that machine is a machine that makes people come over and say, "I was told this is the machine." It's really cool.
You would sound like you're bragging if it wasn't true, right?
Well, you would. You got to be careful. Sometimes you might sound a little egotistical. You got to almost be careful. You know, and that machine, if we can get that machine, if you're interested in that machine, come talk to us here. Give a Butler Machinery a call. Make that machine come out and work. It just, if you can get out in the field along with any other one, that machine can just do the job. You just have to see what it does. It's crazy.
That is quite the deal. Popular discipline here at
yes.
The Big Iron. You have one on display, and
we do. And this is actually the new series. It's got new cab in it.
So there are even improvements over what was already doing well.
Absolutely, pretty cool. The lighting package. You know, it used to be the old days when it got dark, farmers were done. Now the light packages that are on these tractors around us, the combines, our cat wheel loaders, our cat skid steers, the mower conditioner we're talking about, the lighting package, the features have made them be so comfortable. You know, with our roading package, you know, a lot of these disc bind self-propelled mowers go down the road. They're a little bit squirrely driving down the road. The rear steer option on this makes you go 24 and a half miles an hour down the road, straight down the road, listening to you on the radio.
Now you're talking.
Cruising. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just cool. The features that are in them, what they do, it's one package right there. And there are new features. If you come here, we'll tell you, you know, the differences between the machines. They're just fantastic.
That's really great. Besides that unit and all the great conversations, what else were folks talking about at Big Iron yesterday?
Well, I think in Bismarck in western North Dakota, we went through a drought. You know, we joked yesterday about it was almost like trying to sell a pair of scissors to a barber with a bunch of bald guys standing around, you know, how much work you're going to get. But, you know, we did. We still had a good year. But I think in our country, having that rain, this is such an emotionally driven business. Emotion means a bunch. We got that rain here a month ago, made things green. It just changed people's outlook. It can rain. You know, a friend of mine, his grandpa always said people would bring up in a drought year, "Oh, the drought." You know, he'd end the conversation by saying, "I've never seen it when it didn't rain." And we did, and it changed the emotion, you know. And I wish we'd had the rain in June, but I think we're doing good. I think we've got, a good harvest looking at some of that corn, some of the beans. We had some great grain crops in central North Dakota that had caught people by surprise. For some reason, that combine was saying, "We're bushland better than we thought." You know, we've got better protein than we thought. Our weight is really good, and God bless. You know, can I just say something? That flag, when they drew that flag up on that
crane, we were talking about it. It's so cool.
And I didn't hear you. I was standing too far away. I had goosebumps the whole time. They sang that anthem live here to the grounds. The cheer of the crowd over there, the goosebumps had goosebumps on top of them. Is there anything more patriotic than farmers and ranchers and being here with that group of people? I mean,
nothing on earth.
Crazy. I've got a dad who did time during Vietnam, and every time I see that flag, I think of those people in this place. North Dakota, is there anywhere better? Really?
No, we talked a lot about that yesterday. It's good to be us. There's just
absolutely.
So many, from Miss America to the president's visit to, you know, oil coming out of the ground. It's just it's pretty fun. Great story. Thanks, Shannon.
Yeah, absolutely. So come on out, see us. And one thing I wanted to point out, they redid the parking on the east side where we are, where you're explaining where we're at. The parking on the east side has been updated. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Parking over here. They totally redid it.
Park there.
So come on over.
You're
on the southeast side. Come look at our new cutter. It's awesome.
Butler Machinery at Big Iron.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
News that you guys are missing. Lara and Eric Trump had a baby yesterday. So congratulations. It's President Trump's 9th grandchild. And Sarah Sanders is Huckabee is such an outstanding, strong woman. Love her. She's just, it doesn't come any better than Sarah Sanders Huckabee. The way she handles those the worms, the larva, the, you know, the media, the liberal media that just crawl and crawl and crawl. And just love how she just knocks them in their place. Love her.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Welcome others at 800-228-0550. Never be afraid to tell us what we're missing. Very often in the show, it feels like we don't have enough time to get to everything, number one, that you're interested in or that we even plan to talk about ourselves. So I love it when callers call. You're missing this today, and certainly President Trump and his ninth grandchild is pretty cool. I can't wait to see the first photo of him holding that beautiful baby. And, you know, have you ever seen any of the photos where, like, from the White House to Marine One or coming off Air Force One, the president has some of his grandchildren? The oldest kids, I think, are Don Jr.'s and Ivanka's. And, you know, he's holding their hand. They clearly love him. It's a great photo op. I honestly don't know why they don't do it more. But I know this. You can't be a Trump hater and look at that. You can't. You can't be a Trump hater and look at that and not think, maybe he's not such a bad guy. I'm getting a lot of advice on the peanut thing. Appreciate that very much. And so far, people think I should break my vow. Okay? And that I should go ahead and, you know, have those peanuts, I guess. But here's one listener. You can't resist after having a pound of them yesterday. I need to get some. All right, come on down here. Another said, so Scott is boycotting peanuts at an ag show. The peanut surplus will drop, peanut prices, and harm some family peanut producers. Shame, shame. Here's another. He's depriving the elephants. Eat them. Okay. Or maybe by eating them. See, exactly. I think we do have somebody on my side. Don't have any more because the elephants deserve them. Thank you for that. What else are we missing here? By the way, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You know, Shannon was saying something about the drought that I wanted to ask about. Because when we get that big rain out west, I was of the opinion that most of the crops were too far gone, right? That you might get them to come a little bit more, but not. He talked about the fact that it brought a whole lot more, you know, optimism, which I think he meant. Let me ask him. Here he is over here. I think you meant by that the optimism was just, gosh, it can rain. It can actually rain. Well, it might not necessarily help this year all that much. At least it's, at least it's a sign that it's raining, and you just overall feel good again. Which was it?
Yeah, but I think the overall optimism, you know, I mean, when you get into a drought, the 30s prove they can go year after year after year. It's nice to see that it still can run, and God can prove it can. The mindset of this industry, you know, farmers have to make decisions every year with about 40 to 60% of the knowledge of the facts first. They have to make a decision, a market, what crop you're going to put in, what machine you're going to have. So they have to make a decision and then pray and hope. You know, there's so much of God plays in this part of it. But the emotion of that rain, and that rain did come in. You know, you had some of them row crops and stuff, you know, the sunflowers into your corn, beans, that you nipped in there at the end. That did, you know, some of it was too far gone. But, you know, even with guys like with the wheat, you know, wheat kind of proved its way through this world. I mean, my grandma can't believe people don't raise wheat, you know, because that's what made everybody be here and live and have a living. So, you know, wheat this year proved to be a pretty good thing, especially if you had some in your bins at home and wheat spiked up to $7 and you had it to sell. But that rain was beneficial. You know, like a lot of these guys around the Bismarck area that went up to Findlay, went up to Grand Forks, went up to areas to make hay to bring home, you know, they had millet they'd put in or sedan grass or different grasses to try to for hay. We got that rain. It really changed the dynamic. Thank goodness for these people. They're not out of the woods, but you see all that hay going down the interstate. It's amazing what these guys have to do.
Never underestimate the power of optimism.
And it's huge.
And just a better frame of mind, right?
Exactly.
Because you can get up one day and say, you know, there's not enough blue in the sky.
Right.
And then you can get up the next day and say, look at all that blue.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just totally up to you. Totally how you're going to do it. And so I totally agree with you on progress. I was just kind of curious on the on the thing. Todd says hi, by the way.
Yeah. Good morning to Todd.
Shannon told me after he was on the air that he used to work at K-Flyer and do mornings, and that you two worked together, Todd.
Right. It used to be pretty tired. It used to be pretty tired out in my eyes when I was there. Wow. That getting up early. There's only
do you still have that same breakfast regimen you used to have?
Not eating? Yes.
No. You had one thing and only one thing you would eat.
I don't know.
Snickers.
Well, imagine that. Right. You know what? I haven't had one for a while. That reminds me. I should go get one.
Give him a Snickers. He'll be better.
Exactly. Yeah, you guys.
That way there you're eating the peanuts Scott isn't eating and you're making up for him then.
Shannon Dean from Butler Machinery Company, Bismarck, our guest from earlier, but I just want to follow up on that question. Another text here. Only a jackass would want to deprive an elephant. Boy, they're really after me. I'm not so sure if should have gone there. Here's another story that's catching fire that I'm curious what you think about. And this is one I saw coming. Carson Wentz is unafraid of standing up for who he is. Bismarck boy, NDSU grad, now a famous NFL quarterback, right? And remember how Tim Tebow was sort of mocked? And I believe, actually, that Carson Wentz does it, but does it even in a little more subtle way, but does it so well. You know, his audience of one events for kids and what he's doing well. The NBC affiliate out of Philadelphia, NBC affiliate CSN in Philly, has a story today saying Carson Wentz walks a fine line between loving Jesus and not being preachy. So it's starting. I think he does it very well. And by the way, the second you go preachy, and also what defines preachy to the media jackals who, you know, just can't wait to go, oh, you say you're a follower, but you did this. They are the worst. It's the dark side. But my point in raising this is two things. One, here they come. Watch out. Number two, the story basically is that he's walking this fine line between loving Jesus and not being preachy. How do you think Carson Wentz does doing that? And they talk about the story that he's very aware of that line, but saying faith is a huge part of who he is. And so he's not about to change. I love that kid. Not really a kid anymore, but I tell you, I think he's the best. I think he does it extremely well. And to break in as he has and be that bold with it, and I believe it's become even more bold than when he was advising. What do you think? You agree with that? Let me know. Curious. Text us 367-2054, 226-8503, or give us a ring.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What's the safest method to transport oil? Pipelines. Matt Ramsey, president of Energy Transfer Partners of the Dakota Access Pipeline, counters the main claim by protesters that pipelines do not protect the water.
The statistics will tell you unequivocally that transporting hydrocarbons by pipeline is far safer than any other method that's out there. In the case of the Bakken crude that's being transported by rail anyway across this very body of water, statistically, that's a lot riskier proposition than is transporting it by pipeline. And so there's no arguing with the facts or the statistics on that matter, but yet that's not what we got here. We got people that were spreading misinformation about this and doing it very well, by the way. They were very effective in terms of charging up their base of people, but they did it with facts that just were not correct.
Matt Ramsey of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. Thanks for listening.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Big Iron Butler Machinery's booth is where we're at, southeast corner of Big Iron West Fargo, here today and tomorrow again. So please come by. And we have a little contest going. You tell us your favorite Fox News host. We give you a What's on Your Mind hat because we're doing a little survey on who your favorite Fox News host is. Tucker Carlson is winning big, so all you Sean Hannity fans better hop too, so we can not have Sean feeling bad. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more about them at energyofnorthdakota.com. And so much of what you want, they want. I always am amazed that, you know, I guess I wouldn't call them people because it's more critics would say, well, the oil companies or the Petroleum Council, they're just about getting oil and they don't care what the towns are like or anything else. That's the craziest thing ever. They have employees. They need to attract new workforce. They want beautiful communities. They want schools. They want great communities. And of course, they want to protect the land because it's their land too. So amazing innovations are making all of that much easier these days, driving progress for generations, driving jobs and careers for generations, and American energy production that protects the land and wildlife for generations. To find out more, go to visit again, energyofnorthdakota.com. That's energyofnorthdakota.com. Our former Ag Secretary, Ed Schaefer, is here, our former governor. I was thinking today, I remember when you were Ag Secretary and you came to Big Iron.
I know, that was really fun.
That was so cool. It was like pinch yourself moment. Yeah, not only are you Ag Secretary, you're coming to Big Iron, and of course there's a reason to, right? I mean, there's always so many, top level visitors and movers and shakers and trade deals and all kinds of things that happen here, right?
Good morning, Scott, and good morning to your listeners here. It's a great day in North Dakota and right here at Big Iron.
Isn't it?
And, oh my, it's just gorgeous. But you know, this is what Big Iron's all about. It's not only a North Dakota equipment show here. I mean, this is a regional, huge piece where people come together. A lot of new friends, a lot of old friends come. But you talk about not only this fantastic equipment, but the processes and growing patterns and seeds and fertilizer regimes and water management. And, you know, it's the operations of farming that get discussed here. And they get discussed so that you have better food production to take care of more people. You know, so it's really an important event, and one certainly that rose to the level of the United States Department of Agriculture when I was there.
How about as governor? What do you remember most about Big Iron?
Well, what I remember most about Big Iron was not being able to walk through here as governor and view all the nifty equipment. Now, I'm a mechanic and a car guy, and you know, I love equipment, and so these kind of places just really intrigued me. And when I was governor, you know, I just didn't have the opportunity to walk through as a person and view all this stuff.
From one meeting to the next.
From one meeting to the next, and everybody wants to stop and talk, and you know, those kinds of things. So it changes your ability to enjoy the event. It was wonderful to be here to enjoy the interaction with the people and the efforts in the agriculture arena, but you know, you don't get a chance to do like I could do today and walk around and look at all this stuff.
What do you think about American agriculture right now? Game changing innovation has come to the industry?
Well, there is a lot going on with American agriculture today, and mostly it's becoming increasingly important in global trade and really global government relations, because agriculture is entering into that arena where people are concerned about nutrition, where we have 1 billion people that are undernourished in the world today, where 3 million kids die every year because they don't have enough food. And when we're interacting on a global marketplace, American agriculture is one that's now driving a lot of these discussions because of the importance of food and nutrition in the world today.
And besides that market continuing to go, you know, I think, for instance, of the drought that we just had, which was, you know, in maybe a few generations ago, a gut punch, you're out of business, you're gone, right? I mean, devastating. And it was not pretty, and it was hard for a lot, but it seems as though there's enough innovation out there that you're able to sort of weather no matter what. I mean, weather as in weather the storm, no matter what. Are we getting way better at that?
We're getting way better at that. And, you know, two things happened this time around in the drought disaster. One is in the previous good years, you know, farmers were very diligent and they paid down their debt and you know, they operated properly and they socked away some money. So when the crisis came here with the drought, you didn't have a high debt load, which we saw in the past, and that high debt load was the one that affected banking ability and operational funding and things like that. So, you know, that debt equity ratio on farms is much better today than it's been in the past due to good management. Secondly, this technology is amazing. Not only seed technology to operate in shorter growing seasons with less water and things like that, but the mechanical technology of soil compaction, measuring soil moisture, being able to, you know, the precision farming,
the tools,
applying things. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
It is. It's phenomenal. Ed Schaefer's with us, former North Dakota governor, former ag secretary, good friend of the program. If you have a question or comment for him, fire away. You can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. You can also call us. Ed, love to hear from you. 258-0550 is our telephone number at any 701 area code, 258-0550. Amity Technology is an organization you've been involved in and on the board for many years. Give me a little plug on Amity and Howard Dahl and the Dahl family and how things are coming there.
Well, you know, Gene Dahl, Howard's father, was instrumental in generating a lot of what you see here today at Big Iron. You know, he was the kind, he, you know, the, obviously from the Bobcat family, you know, grew up with agriculture and agriculture industry. But he was the one that invested in new companies. He was the one that encouraged inventors. He was the one that said, hey, you know, maybe we can put an extra wheel on that tractor, you know. And businesses all over recognized right here at Big Iron, you know, had some impact from Gene Dahl. And Howard Dahl and Amity Technology continues that tradition. And not only are they experts in the field of sugar beet planting and tillage and harvesting equipment, and planting and tillaging equipment in general, but, you know, focused on that sugar beet equipment. And that sugar beet equipment is just, you know, the best way that you can defoliate, the best way that you can pull those beets out of the ground and get them clean and get them into the processing, you know, comes from Amity Technology. But they also continue to lead the way in investing in new businesses, in new agribusinesses, in new ways of farming, big and small. And that's why I enjoy being involved with Amity Technology, because it goes well beyond just their own company. You know, they are so supportive, engaged in the agriculture arena and encouraging that new investment, new technology, new ways of doing business, that it's always an exciting time to be around that company.
I want to ask you a couple of questions unrelated to ag, but obviously if anybody has any other questions, fire them away here. Our current governor, Doug Burgum, who is someone that obviously came to you and said, what do you think? Should I run? And you went through the pros and the cons and had all that kind of conversation with him. And now, with the benefit of that conversation and where he's at, you know, fairly early, obviously, in his administration, but still doing some things that I think sometimes in Bismarck and the Tower and other places, they go, what? You don't have a chief of staff? You have a chief operating officer? How does this work? You know, and different things that that are kind of just raising an eyebrow here or two, but I think rather innovative. What do you think? How's he doing?
I think Doug's doing well. He's you know, you have the odd thing in North Dakota where you get elected and take office on December 15th, the first week in January, you go into a legislative session. And when I did, and like Doug did, who came in, both of us came coming in from outside the arena, you know, the picking up the logistics of legislation and moving things through and getting it all done is very. I mean, this is trial by fire, you know, and I think he, you know, made his way through that first legislative session. I think he was a little timid in his leadership. You kind of think there were some areas where the legislature rolled him over or pushed him around a little, where I was encouraging him to stand tough a little bit, and he was worried about the relationships, you know, that he has with the legislators and things. But I think as far as policy direction, I think, you know, Doug is doing great, and I love it when I hear people in the Capitol going like, oh, geez, you know, the governor doesn't do stuff like that, you know, because you really need to go in and change the way you're doing business.
You're saying you want them saying that.
Absolutely, and they are, you know, yeah, and I'm going, yes.
I'll ask you about something else. I pulled together a bunch of headlines that came out of the Trump visit last week related to Senator Heidi Heitkamp coming on the plane and obviously being courted for her vote and what the president said and whatnot. Washington Post, with good woman, did Donald Trump just help Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp get reelected? U.S. News and World Report. In North Dakota, Trump provides cover for an embattled Heitkamp. The Hill. Trump praises Dem senator during tax speech. The Examiner. Republicans brace for a 2018 election with an uncertain friend in the White House. And they said Heitkamp's campaign is going to start putting She's a Good Woman on red hats and handing them out in North Dakota. That was a former Jeb Bush spokesperson that said that. Dickinson Press said Trump wows Dickinson residents. Heitkamp given boost, and there's others. Did he err in doing what he did?
Yeah, I don't know. I was disappointed in that, not from the standpoint of, you know, giving Heidi Heitkamp one of our two senators from North Dakota and a balancing vote in Washington, D.C. You know, he gave her some attention, and that, you know, that makes sense, and sure, he'd like to get her vote. But, you know, here's the issue. When you have all the headlines that you read from Washington, D.C. and around the country, that doesn't matter. You know, she's going to represent the people of North Dakota, or she's not. And that's what's going to happen in this election. This is Trump country, and I think that as the campaign unfolds, the campaign will unfold and saying, you know, Heidi's done a decent job in representing the people of North Dakota. She's a nice person. She is a good woman. She's a... I'm not sure that's a great terminology. I mean, she's a
surprise.
Yeah, I know.
It seems like, oh, you're sexist. You're saying
yeah,
you're a good woman.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess he can say that when it's Heidi Heitkamp, but he can't say it, you know, for someone else. But
on death row as a murderer, you'd say they're a good man. They're good,
sure.
Right?
I mean,
who are we to that? I didn't think that was an overly.
She's a good public servant,
yeah.
Scott. She represents North Dakota. She tries to serve the people as best she can. She is a liberal. In my opinion, I served with her in the Capitol for 8 years. She's an extreme liberal. And when push comes to shove, that's where she's going to vote. And the thing we have to remember here is, you know, when it gets down to a tax vote, is she going to be there or not? Is the Democrat caucus going to say, you need to vote with us or you don't? She was with the Democrat caucus on health care. People in North Dakota wanted that health care to be repealed and replaced. She voted against that. They got the methane rule here. She voted against that.
Flaring, yeah.
And that was important to North Dakota.
Huge.
And important to her constituents. And it was what? Now she voted right on a couple of issues. On Dakota Access, she was on the right side of things publicly. You know, she...
Where was she during the whole Dakota Access
pipeline? Yeah, I know.
She couldn't find her.
Right.
Seriously, North Dakota's darkest hour in recent memory.
But you know, the campaign is going to unfold, and Republicans are going to tell the people of North Dakota about her liberal tendencies, and if she gets reelected, and perchance if the Democrats take the Senate, she's going to be in there voting against President Trump.
More after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Vince Webker's with me from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. A little sauna 101 for us. Some people think the sauna is a winter thing. That's not right, is it?
Now, if you had a sauna, you'd know it's a 365-day-a-year thing because it's addictive. Literally, it releases the body's natural endorphins, so you get that runner's high. By doing that, you're increasing your immune system. But like in the summertime, the last 3 days, we've had great weather. Sitting in the sauna, you'll physically start sweating within about 3 minutes and heavy. So that's the body at work getting detoxifying, getting rid of bad and allowing good to flow in better. So it's all year.
And if I get in there 4 times a week, I got a 66 better chance of not getting Alzheimer's.
That is correct, according to the University of Finland. It's 20-year study.
Oh, wow. There's some science research for you folks. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Saunas 24/7, 365 make every day better. Stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too, or online at hotspringnd.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back at Big Iron, you'll find us in the Butler Machinery booth, southeast corner. When you think booth, it's like open-air booth. It's like acreage here, you know, by 3-4 acres of iron in the southeast corner, so not hard to find. Please do come find us and check us out here. And I'm taking a survey off-air. Who's your favorite talk show host on Fox News? So Todd and I know who best to emulate, and you get a free What's on Your Mind hat. And I have a free What's on Your Mind hat for people who sell awesome sprayers, like the ones at High Plains Apache. And Tyler's here. Tyler, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you again. Tyler Westlake and the crew we talk about a lot on What's on Your Mind. High Plains Apache, of course, north of South Dakota. They're at Big Iron here as well. And What do you got on the sleigh? You bring a new sprayer?
We did. We got a new sprayer this year. It's a four-wheel steer, four-wheel drive hydrostatic machine. We're calling it the Bruin. It's not normally what we do, but our parent company thought we should build one just like this. So that's where we're at today. We've got that on display and some new auto steer stuff. It's pulsating nozzle technology with turn compensation built into it. All that drift control stuff that everybody seems to need. So.
Well, it's amazing that people rave about the drift management in an Apache, don't they?
They do. And, you know, it's got some cost to it, but it always pays you back.
Windy part of the world.
It tends to be.
So you want to do it. How does it work? What makes it better?
What makes it better? It's the turn compensation is the biggest part. It's it controls the spray as you go around the corner, so it takes water away from the inside and puts it to the outside. Basically, take care of that chemical resistance you get in the corners from not getting enough spray on, and then you can pick your droplet size. So if it's too windy, put a bigger droplet out there. If it's nice and calm, lots of droplets.
HighPlainsApache.com, of course, home to that ET Ag Center, too. So 50,000 of the ag application parts you need, not just for an Apache sprayer, for any of them. Anything else you want to tell us about happening at the booth?
Nope, just come see us. We're right across from the food. Pretty easy to find.
Wow, you picked a good spot. Booth 101, and the food midway here is unbelievable.
It is.
You got to lay. It's like being at the fair, really.
It's hard to stand there and smell it all day.
What did you eat yesterday?
Cheese curds, I think.
Me too. They must have sold a lot of those.
Yes, they did.
I did. I might have snuck in a foot-long hot dog, too. Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You bet. And, Todd, we can't say High Plains Apache Mandan across from Bonanza anymore. We can still say...
Well, everybody knows it's still a landmark. It's not
old Bonanza,
open,
right?
The old Bonanza.
Yeah.
The
old Bonanza.
The sign's still up.
Yeah.
If you tell people here across from Bonanza, they know exactly where you're talking about.
But. Yeah, exactly. Appreciate Tyler stopping by. And, of course, there are also Exit 60 south of Fargo. That's in Frontier, High Plains Apache. We are at Butler Machinery Big Iron Booth. Come on by and see us a few more minutes with our friend Ed Schaefer. Former North Dakota governor, former ag commissioner, former governor, former governor, former ag secretary. There we go. So, Ed, just to finish on the conversation we were talking about earlier about, you know, and I tend to agree with you, I think politicos kind of wrap themselves around their axles on all these, you know, did he say enough good things about Kevin? Why is he being so nice to Heidi? And North Dakotans are smarter than that. They're gonna say, are you with us? Are you not? And that's how it'll be solved anyway, right?
Well, and here's the reality. Say Heidi, he's courting her for a vote. Say Heidi does vote for that tax reform
plan. And she's going to, don't you think? I mean,
I don't think she is.
Don't you?
Well, how can you? I mean, the Democrat caucus,
Chucky Schumer,
is going to call them all in. Is he going to say, we need you here?
Can't give them that victory.
You know, she's a party loyalist. I mean, as much as her heart is in North Dakota. I mean, she's a party loyalist, and she liberally believes those kinds of things. So, you know, as she says, the devil's in the details, but you know in the end, Chuck Schumer's already talking about the fact that the details are bad.
And correct me if I'm wrong, when you're doing a deal with somebody, and you're going back and forth, and then they go out to the press and say the devil's in the details, they're pretty much telling everybody that I'll decide whether or not I want to hold something till the end and not vote for it, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And here's the reality, though. Say she did vote for it. She's going to be up for re-election. There's going to be a Republican challenger to her in that election.
Yeah.
Who's President Trump going to be behind? Is he going to be behind the Republican?
Of course.
And is he going to be behind the Democrat? You know, so all of this is an interesting intrigue right now. But, you know, when push comes to shove, when it's election day in North Dakota, you know, Republicans are going to be voting for Republicans, and Democrats are going to be voting for Democrats, and that's just the way it is.
There were quite a few people that were critical of your comments in some news article about Senator Heitkamp. I actually didn't end up seeing it. I just heard about it. Haven't read it for myself. But, you know, I think sometimes as people who are passionate about what we believe and who we support in politics tend to think that if you say anything about the other person as a person, that somehow, it's a bad thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I think, again, North Dakota's going to sort that. I don't know what you said, but if you said Heidi Heitkamp's, you know, got integrity and she's a good person, she was a good attorney general, that doesn't mean you're going to support her for the race. And it may end up in her campaign ad, but people are going to say, yeah, but he's supporting Kevin or Tom Campbell or, you know, Tammy Miller or Kathy Nesset or Kelly Armstrong or whoever runs.
I like Heidi. I worked with Heidi for 8 years now. capital of Bismarck, North Dakota. I mean, the capital of our state. She's a good public servant. She's got a great personality. She's a good campaigner. I like it. If she runs a campaign with me saying those, I'll have an ad on air saying I love her and I would never vote for her.
I want to see that ad. But it's, in all seriousness, come on. You can appreciate the talents of someone and speak nice to them without saying I'm going to vote for them. But you know, you said it better than anybody could. Good to see you, Ed. Thanks for the time. Yep, we'll see you soon, okay? Ed Schaefer, the one and only, ladies and gentlemen. Back to it at Big Iron. And now he has the time to look at all the fun stuff. Without having to go meeting to meeting, we'll take a break and come back with more from Big Iron after this. Your calls, your questions, your comments, lay it on me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.